Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am an idiom.
I'm not an idiom.
You
are a great person that probably have a sweet tooth, which is what we learned from yesterday.
Not really.
You don't?
No.
You're not?
Not really.
How about...
Not really. But I am excited to be here. You could even say... You know, I don't want to use our first idiom. It's too exciting.
No.
It's going to be another four fantastic idioms that we're going to be learning today, starting off with this first one, which is great. So I think without any further wasting of time by our yakking away, let's get to the article and find out more about four exciting and fun new idioms. Take it away, article!
Can you guess the idiom? Head over heels.
Selena is a new student. All of the boys are head over heels for her. Why? Well, because she's really beautiful and smart.
Wear a long face.
Cindy wore a long face to school today. Her dog died. We all tried to cheer her up. In the end, Cindy felt much better.
Big mouth.
I think Jessica is cute. I told my best friend, but she told everyone my secret. What a big mouth. I won't tell her anything again.
Get cold feet.
I finally got the leading part of the school play. However, on the night of the show, I got cold feet. Luckily, our teacher talked to me, and I did great.
Word power!
Smart. Smart. Carrie is a smart girl. She always gets good grades at school. Carrie is a smart girl. She always gets good grades at school. Cheer somebody up. Cheer somebody up. Paul is feeling sad today, so let's cheer him up. Paul is feeling sad today, so let's cheer him up. Tell. 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 Told. Told. The teacher told the students to study for the test on Friday. The teacher told the students to study for the test on Friday. Show. Show. There is a music show at our school on Friday night. There is a music show at our school on Friday night.
Okay, so just like yesterday, what we're going to do is we're going to use the idiom first, and then we're going to kind of describe it. So your job, if you want to play along at home, is to guess what does this idiom mean. All right, sometimes they're a little confusing. So let's look at the first one today. Yeah, I like this one. I think this is a good one. I still probably use this. It is head over heels. Head over heels. That's right. This is your head. Your heel is the back of your foot. That's your heel. So you're head over heels. Interesting. The article says, Selena is a new student, okay? All of the boys are head over heels for her.
Yeah.
Are they falling down?
Yeah,
Do they go to school in oil?
Okay, well, I can't...
Is it banana college and they're just slipping?
No. 听起来好像他们会跌倒。
They're in a circus. They're like the people in the circus.
We'll have to find out what it really
means.
All right, I'll think about it. Okay, so Selena, 她是新同学，所有的男孩都对她 head over heels. 我们都知道 heels 是后脚跟，然后 Mike 好像快跌倒，因为他觉得怎么样，就是叫翻跟斗吗？还是 are they in the circus? What does it mean?
Yeah,
head over heels.
Maybe that's
it means,
ice.
No, it means they are very deeply in love with this
girl.
She's so attractive, I think.
Right, you're head over heels for someone. Like you're falling over with love.
就是神魂颠倒的意思啦。We can read on to find out more about this idiom too.
Okay, well that says why? Why are the boys head over heels with her? Well, because she's really beautiful.And smart.
Okay,
beautiful and smart. That's a pretty good package.
所以为什么呢？因为她很漂亮，而且很 smart， 很聪明哦。所以难怪大家都爱上她哦。我们来看一下 smart. How do you spell this word?
S-M-A-R-T. Smart. I'm smart.
Yay!
If you're smart, it's sort of like being intelligent. This adjective basically means you're an intelligent person, you have a good brain, you've learned a lot of things, maybe you've studied a lot in school, maybe you're just really good at figuring things out, the answers to riddles or puzzles or mysteries or difficult questions. If your brain works well, congratulations, you're very smart. For example, Carrie is a smart girl. She always gets good grades at school.Carrie is a smart girl. She always gets good grades at school.
OK, 刚刚我们看到 smart 这个、形容词就是聪明的。当然你也可以用 intelligent 同样用来表示很聪明。那如果很聪明伶俐你可以用 clever, C-L-E-V-E-R, 这个字哦。Like our example sentence reads, Carrie, 她是一个聪明的女孩她在学校总是得到 good grades,、就是好成绩。Another example sentence for smart might be, dogs are very smart animals.
Oh yeah, so are pigs.
And whales.
Whales too? Dolphins?
Yeah.
Crows.
Crows.
Black crows. They're very smart too. Yeah. All right. Well, now we know what that is. And we know that being head over heels for someone means you're deeply in love with them. Great idiom. Let's move on to number two. Wear a long face. Someone is wearing a long face. Does that mean that it's a horse?Or Celine Dion? No, it could mean something a little different. Let's read on. It says, Cindy wore a long face to school today. Her dog died. That's not nice.
我们来看一下 Cindy 呢，她今天愁眉苦脸的来学校。
Why was she wearing a face?
I think it's because her dog died. So
why is she wearing it?
I think it sounds like she's really, really sad.
But she's wearing it. She like took someone else's face and put it on?
No. It's an idiom. You cannot translate it literally. 不能从字面翻译。我猜到了 wear a long face 应该就是指她愁眉苦脸这样的意思。因为他的狗狗去当小天使了 The dog died, or we can also say the dog passed away, 去世了。Now sometimes we could say why the long face if you see somebody who is wearing the long face.
That's right, when they look really sad, when something is obviously bothering them, then you can tell by their expression. The article continues and says, we all tried to cheer her up. In the end, Cindy felt much better. Well, that's nice. Her friends were able to cheer her up and get rid of that long face because she was obviously very sad.
Okay, so 当然你如果愁眉苦脸，哎，好朋友就会试着要你怎么样 cheer you up， 就是让你振作起来。然后最后 ，Cindy felt much better， 她觉得好多了。To cheer somebody up. Can you please spell cheer somebody up?
Absolutely. Cheer, C-H-E-E-R. Somebody could be anyone, could be a person's name.
You, me.
Cheer Bob up. And up is like, well, up, U-P. Cheer up a person or cheer somebody up.So if you cheer somebody up, basically, you're changing their mood. You're taking them from being sad or unhappy to being happy, all right? If someone needs to be cheered up, maybe they got some bad news, like Cindy, or maybe they're just in a bad mood, and you're like, come on, don't be sad, and you might goof around, tell them a joke, try to make them smile or laugh. You're trying to cheer them up. For example, Paul is feeling sad today, so let's cheer him up.Paul is feeling sad today, so let's cheer him up.
Cheer somebody up or cheer up somebody 就是使某人打起精神振作起来像是如果 Paul 他今天很难过我们就要让他怎么样让他打起精神吧其实一般朋友如果心情不好啦 when he or she is very upset or sad we will try our best to cheer this person up right and sometimes we can simply just say cheer up to make people feel better
that's right
我们可以直接用 cheer up 就像是 cheer upThings will get better.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, that brings us to our next idiom.
Oh, okay, that makes me happy.
Mouth.
Big mouth.
Okay.
Interesting. If someone has a big mouth, well, maybe they have a big mouth. But that wouldn't be an idiom. That would just be a description of the person. Let's read on and try to figure out what big mouth means. It says, I think Jessica is cute. I told my best friend, but she told everyone my secret.
Uh-oh, that's getting complicated. That's awkward. Okay, 所以呢，讲话的人他说，我觉得 Jessica 很可爱。我告诉我最好的朋友，但是他把我的秘密告诉大家。And here we see this word secret, 就是秘密。Okay, for example, I'm going to tell you a secret.
Okay.
我要告诉你他的一个秘密。But you have to promise not to tell anyone else.
I won't tell anyone. I'll just put it on Facebook and tweet it to everyone.But I won't tell them.
Don't tell
anyone. I'm not going to tell them. I'm just going to write it on the
Facebook. That's like practically the same.
I guess.
What does tell mean?
Tell is a verb and it's spelled T-E-L-L. Tell. Tell, yes, as I mentioned, it's a verb. Basically, to tell is to give information to a person. It might be a specific, important piece of information. It might be something they need to know, but you are giving it to them either by speaking or by writing. So as long as you're passing information on to someone, you are telling them something. For example, the teacher told the students to study for the test on Friday. Notice the past tense of tell is told. The teacher told the students to study for the test on Friday.
刚刚我们看到的动词 tell 就是告诉的意思哦。注意它的动词三态的变化是 tell, told, T-O-L-D, told. OK, 所以刚刚的例子就是老师告诉学生要为了星期五的考试要认真念书哦。OK, so of course this person went He told everybody about it.
Not a good thing to do. That's right. So, that's why they're complaining. They say, what a big mouth. I won't tell her anything again. What a big mouth. I won't tell her anything again. So, a big mouth, someone who gives away secrets.
So, 真是个大嘴巴 Actually, we say that in Chinese too, to mean somebody goes around and tells the whole world.
That's
big mouth, 大嘴巴我不会再告诉他任何事情
All right. Well, we have another body part.For our final idiom, it's not a mouth, it's a foot. Or actually, it's two.
Feet.
In this case, we're getting cold feet.
Oh, it's probably winter time.
You're getting cold feet. Yeah, did you forget your socks at home?
Yeah.
Did you step in a puddle? Why are you getting cold feet? So what's going on with this one?
Okay, let's read. I finally got the leading part of the school play.
Congratulations! That's so exciting! Good for you! It's
example,
a dream come true! Are you going to be Romeo or Juliet?
I want to be Romeo.
You want to be Romeo? That would be interesting.
Okay, that's just part of our example sentence. Okay. 我终于得到了演出学校戏剧主角的机会了。Here we see the word finally, 就是终于。And the leading part is 主角。Okay.
That's right, you're the star.
Okay, that's read to find out.
But there's a problem. It says, however, on the night of the show, I got cold feet.
Oh, he got really cold, probably. 所以在演出的当晚呢，这时候我们就看到 I got cold feet. 是脚脚非常冷吗？Okay, so he's probably nervous, right? So to have cold feet, what does it mean?
Basically, it means you get nervous, you get scared, you don't want to do something you're about to do. So if you're going to stand up in front of a big audience and act or tell a story or play a song, you might get nervous. I don't want to do it. I'm going home.
If you ask somebody to marry you.
Or if you ask someone to marry you, they say yes, and you're like, yay. But then on the wedding day, you're like, I don't want to do this.
No.
You want to run away from a thing that you can't really run away from. Why? you're getting cold feet.
Yeah, get cold feet 就是临阵脱逃的意思啦。But we saw one of our word power words.
That's right, we did. Show, S-H-O-W, show. Mm-hmm. It's not show low, show, Leo, show the singer.
No, 或是罗志祥。
It's not him.A show. Well, this noun in this case, it can be a verb, but here it's a noun. A show is basically a performance, something that you would go and watch as the audience. The show could be a music concert. It could be a play, singing, dancing. Anything that's done for entertainment that is live would be a show. It's not a movie. It's not a TV program. We could say a TV show, but generally if it's a show, it's live and you're watching from the audience. For example, there is a music show at our school on Friday night. There is a music show at our school on Friday night.
Okay, show, we're not talking about 罗志祥 show.
No.
Show 在这里是个名词，就是演出啦，表演啦，像是刚刚我们有提到，这个星期晚上我们学校有场音乐表演。Okay, now we can say to see a show or to go to a show.
Yes.
Yeah, or we could talk about, you were talking about live shows, like musical shows, mm-hmm. or even Broadway shows, 百老汇 okay. Or sometimes we could say, she was the star of the show.
She was.
Okay, so we have our final sentence here.
Yes, it says, luckily our teacher talked to me and I did great. So often when people get cold feet, they just need a little bit of encouragement, maybe cheer them off a little bit, and they'll feel confident and brave and they'll go out and they'll probably do great.
Oh, 幸好呢，就是 luckily, 在我们老师跟我怎么样促膝长谈之后呢，他可能就是 encourage 他，有点鼓励他。Great, 他有非常棒的表现 or she, I don't know if this is a he or she. Well, that brings us to the end of today's idiom article. Let's now go to our review time.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, well, we had a good time yesterday with charades. I gotta say, you didn't get it. It was strawberry.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a little tough, though.
Okay, so how about this time?
So now it's your turn to act.
Okay.
I will guess. You can try to trick me, stump me, bamboozle me. Make sure I don't guess the right answer. You guys can play along, too. What is she doing?
Okay, so I cannot say anything, right?
You're thinking. Oh,
I was
thinking. Have you
started yet? No, I'm not starting yet. I'm just thinking it. Okay, I got one. Okay.
You're hitting me. I have a mosquito on me. You're trying to kill a bug. You think my hair, you like my hair? You want to, no? Oh, I know. You're giving me the thumbs up. You're looking at me in this kind of kind. You're cheering me up.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you cheering me up?
Yes, I am. Yay! Yes, I am.
That, you got it. That was very well done.
You guys remember that? Cheer somebody up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good one.
让他就是开心起来嘛。
There you go. We got 3 more idioms from today. 4 more from yesterday. That's a total of 7. You can have a lot of fun trying to charade all of those.
Yeah. You guys try this at home, but we're out of time.
Especially if you're doing big mouth. I don't want to see that. All right. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Can you guess the idiom? Head over heels.
Selena is a new student. All of the boys are head over heels for her. Why? Well, because she's really beautiful and smart.
Wear a long face.
Cindy wore a long face to school today. Her dog died.We all tried to cheer her up. In the end, Cindy felt much better.
Big mouth.
I think Jessica is cute. I told my best friend, but she told everyone my secret. What a big mouth. I won't tell her anything again.
Get cold feet.
I finally got the leading part of the school play. However, on the night of the show, I got cold feet. Luckily, our teacher talked to me, and I did great.
smart. Smart. Carrie is a smart girl. She always gets good grades at school. Carrie is a smart girl. She always gets good grades at school. Cheer somebody up. Cheer somebody up. Paul is feeling sad today, so let's cheer him up. Paul is feeling sad today, so let's cheer him up. Tell. 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 Told. Told. The teacher told the students to study for the test on Friday. The teacher told the students to study for the test on Friday. Show. Show. There is a music show at our school on Friday night. There is a music show at our school on Friday night.